Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Hiring for your small business? If you're not looking for professionals on LinkedIn, you're looking in the wrong place. That's like looking for your car keys in a fish tank. LinkedIn helps you hire professionals you can't find anywhere else, even those who aren't actively searching for a new job but might be open to the perfect role. In a given month, over 70% of LinkedIn users don't even visit other leading job sites. So start looking in the right place. With LinkedIn, you can hire professionals like a professional. Post your free job on linkedin.com/recommend today.
But right now, we are extremely pleased to have joining us on the line the head golf professional down at Tokatee Golf Club, a senior captain and leader for the 2021 Ole Miss Women's Golf Team National Championship, the first women's team sport championship in Ole Miss's history. Couldn't be more pleased to have Kennedy Swan Botifer joining us here this morning. Good morning. How's the weather down there off the McKenzie River?
Hey, it's actually great. We've had great weather this June, which has led to a really busy golf season. So it's been a lot of fun, and course is in great shape, so couldn't ask for anything better.
Well, I imagine if you talk to people who followed your amateur career from Texas to Ole Miss, seeing you win a national championship, that you would end up as the head pro in a course tucked away in the Willamette National Forest in Oregon, they'd be scratching their head going, how did that happen? But yeah, kind of maybe take us through your journey, winning a national championship, thinking you might have a career as a professional player on the LPGA Tour, to getting here at Tokatee. Sorry.
Yeah. So I actually started at Clemson University in 2016, and that's where I met my husband. And then in 2019, I transferred to Ole Miss. And then my graduated in 2020, and that's when COVID hit. And so obviously I got the opportunity to go back for my fifth year. Before I went back for my fifth year, my now husband and I decided to move out somewhere in the Pacific Northwest. Didn't know where we wanted to go. And so we picked Blue River, Oregon. And so he's a fisheries biologist, and I wanted a golf course nearby. And so we found Blue River and had never been there, never even really been to Oregon, and decided, okay, let's move there. And so we moved out there. And then when I got the opportunity to go back for my fifth year, I originally didn't want to go, and I didn't want to take it. My assistant coach persuaded me to go back. And so went back, got my master's degree, my MBA, and then, obviously won a national championship, which was the best decision I could have made to go back. It was a great team experience, and playing some of the best golf I had ever played. And, you know, I was kind of on the border of whether I wanted to turn pro and try to play at that point, or whether I wanted to go into the golf industry. And then when we won the Natty, my teammate gifted me an LPGA sponsors exemption into the marathon. And so at that point, I kind of had no choice but to turn pro. And I'm really glad I did. I spent the last year playing on the Epson Tour, and it was a great experience. I put 36,000 miles on my car. I kind of tried to do it the not cheapest way possible, but, you know, I stayed in a lot of host housing, pretty much drove everywhere, didn't really have a caddy for the majority of the season. The last third of the season, I actually ended up hiring a full-time caddy just because you got to have one out there. But the money is really difficult. You know, my best finish was tied for 16th in our highest purse event of the year, and I made $3,600. And you know, that just, it kind of barely covered my travel expenses. And so when Dan King, when the news came out that Dan King was retiring, you know, I obviously wanted to put my name in the hat for the job, and started talking to the owner about it. And when I got offered it, I, you know, it's a hard thing to turn down, being home and having a stable job and having a, you know, a steady income, and, you know, being at Tokatee every day is pretty freaking awesome. You know, I got the best office view in the world.
Kennedy Swarm Botiford is our guest, the head pro down there at Tokatee. And so, yeah, so going from that, I think that's what people don't realize. Obviously, we had the Winco Foods open here, which was the last stop for several years on the Korn Ferry Tour, where guys would get their tour cards. But so we got to see and kind of the culmination of it, but the Epson Tour as well. I don't think people realize how much of a grind it is, how either you've got to have some people in your back pocket, some sponsors just personally to help you get out there to get to the big tours, and how much of a grind that it is. How different was it out there from what you experienced in kind of a fun, a team environment with the university where everything was taken care of for you?
Yeah, you know, it's a lot different. I will say I am a huge planner. And so that definitely, helped me in my 1 year that I played on tour. But it's extremely different. You know, you're out there by yourself, and, you know, everyone's like, oh, it'd be so cool to play for money. And that's kind of your mindset, is like, yeah, I get to go out and do what I love and I get to make money. And then you get out there and you miss a cut and you're like, well, I just missed a paycheck, you know, whereas at Ole Miss, it's like the coaches paid for everything, you know, they pay, and the school paid for everything. You know, they pay for your flights, they pay for your hotel room, they pay for your food. Like, you don't have to pay for your golf. Like, I mean, we paid $450 in entry fees per event. So it's a lot different, and it, you know, it's definitely difficult too, just not having the team mindset where, you know, you go out and if you play bad, you have your team that you can rely on, and there's four other players that can make up that ground. Whereas if you go out and have a bad day, it's completely on you. There's no excuses, which can be really hard on a day-to-day basis.
Now, Tokatee, for those that maybe aren't familiar with it or they've heard about it, but you're tucked away, you mentioned Blue River up near the Willamette National Forest. Describe the club a little bit, what the course is like, and now that you're the head golf pro, what you would want people to know about Tokatee if they wanted to come experience it.
Yeah, well, I'm actually going to walk you through my first time driving in. So I really had no idea what I was getting myself into moving up here, because, you know, I kind of knew it was a municipal course, which where I'm from, because being originally from Texas, you know, a municipal course kind of has the stigma of, like, you know, probably sanded fairways, punched greens, you know, it's pretty affordable to play, and you're not looking at the course, you know, the best course in Texas or in Oregon. And so first time driving in, I mean, you drive in this gate and it's kind of wooded on each side. And then all of a sudden you come to this clearing where you can see like the first four or five holes, and you're just surrounded by mountains. and I start looking and I'm like, these greens look good. Like, these fairways look pure. And so that evening I actually went out and played, and I was like, are you kidding me? Like, in the middle of nowhere, this like little hidden gem is what everyone calls it. And I mean, I've played in almost 50 states, pretty close. And I would say Tokatee is in my top five courses I've ever played. And I know that sounds a little bit biased, but I mean, like, right now our greens are rolling close to a 13. We just had our US Open day. Fairways are so pure. You've got a beautiful view of the Three Sisters. And it's just, I mean, it's an experience. Like, everyone that comes to Tokatee loves it. Like, I've never heard a negative thing said about Tokatee. And it was really fun this off season. We actually remodeled our entire clubhouse. And so we tore down the wallpaper and ripped up the green carpet and put in a new nice laminate flooring and painted. And we've got a bunch of new merchandise, and you know, now we kind of feel like the inside really matches the outside.
Well, that sounds fantastic, and I can't. I've got to make the venture down there to take it in as well. Kennedy Swan Botiford, head golf professional now at Tokidi. Obviously, you had some credentials coming in as a player and winning a national championship, but we're seeing one of the fastest growing demographics in players coming into the game. More players taking it up is women. So that obviously you would think then would translate to more potential opportunities for women to get in going, becoming professionals. You're completing your PGA Class A certification. How much does the PGA of America want to see more women getting involved as professionals, whether it's instructors or head golf professionals or running courses? And how did that process go for you?
Yeah, absolutely. You know, they're a big advocate for women getting into, like you were saying, either being a head professional or being, you know, a teaching professional. And there's a high demand for female teaching professionals right now, because like you said, you know, we're seeing more women get into the game and they're, you know, they want a female instructor. And so it was funny. I was actually playing at the Callaway Invitational a couple weeks ago, and one of the AMs I got paired with, his daughter is about to graduate and trying to figure out what to do. He was like, well, you know, she might want to get in the golf industry, but I feel like that's kind of a hard thing for females to do. I'm like, if anything, it's the opposite. There's such a high demand right now, really at, I mean, almost any golf course for a female professional. And so, you know, it was definitely, I think, a little bit of a factor at Tokidi, just having a female, but I think my credentials stood out, you know, as well. But it's also a lot of fun playing in like the chapter events. So I played in the Callaway, and then I played in the Oregon Open, which I was actually the first female ever to win in 2021. And so that, I think, kind of sent a shockwave through the Pacific Northwest section, in a good way. And, now that, you know, I'm playing more, I think there was a little bit of a, you know, wow, we have another female in the section, which we don't have a ton of them. It's, you know, me and Maggie and, you know, maybe a handful of other females. And so I think there's definitely a need for it. And I think the PGA of America really encourages it as well.
Well, yeah, and the Women's PGA Championship going on this week, and they there are a few club professionals, and hopefully it'll get more to where the Men's PGA Championship is, and having some designated slots for the female PGA professionals to get into that tournament. And then you found, yes, you did mention first women, a woman to win the Oregon Open, 11 under over the three-round tournament. So she's still got game, everybody. What was maybe the biggest surprise or what you didn't fully understand and now appreciate about going to the professional side of things with the PGA?
You know, when I played in the Oregon Open, I didn't really understand what it was. You know, one of my buddies, Trey Harbick, just asked me, he needed an AM, and he was like, hey, would you be willing to come play in this? And I was actually, at regionals at the time, like, playing to try to qualify for nationals. And I was like, yeah, that sounds fun. You know, and it was right after I had just gotten back to Oregon. So I'd actually taken a week off, because it was a week after the national championship. I was like, I don't want to touch a club. I don't want to think about golf. And so I just went out there with a very relaxed mindset and, you know, went out to have fun, which I think is really an ode to, you know, when people play their best golf, they have no expectations, you know, they have no, no expectations going into it. And so I just went out there and I had a lot of fun and I didn't really know what I was getting myself into. And Trey started to talk about it on the drive up the final day. And he was like, do you understand what this could mean? Like, if you won this, I'm like, no, not really. And I don't want you to tell me. I want to know nothing going into it. And so now looking back on it, like, I mean, it was such a cool experience and to be the first female ever, to make history like that and to continue to play in like section events now as a female head pro, you know, I think is just, it's really cool, you know, cause it's new, it's different, and it gives me an opportunity to kind of make a name for myself and Tokidi as well.
Well, it's a fascinating story. How are the fish biting up there on the river?
Great. We are just now starting to get into summer flows, and the river's back down to where it should be. And summer fishing's the best time of year on the McKenzie. So whenever I finish all my work for the day, my husband and I will tend to go on a couple evening floats. So where we put in at like 6 or 7 o'clock and take our dogs with us and just float down the river and do a little bit of evening fishing.
Well, there you go. It sounds like a great way to end a day out there at Tokatee. Kennedy Swan, Botaford. For people that want to find out about the course or find out more about your story and your lessons and your development programs you got going out there, what's the best way to get in contact?
Probably social media. We've also got, you can check out our website, Tokatee.com. Find us on Instagram, TokateeGC. We've got a Facebook page as well. And one note I will add in, so we have our annual celebration, which is an event that we put on every year. It's June 30th this year, so that would be this upcoming Friday. Admission is completely free. And then we've got food trucks, we've got a beer garden. We are actually going to have a drone light show this year, which is going to be really fun. We've got a putting contest, live music, extremely fun event. So if you're in Eugene or Bend or Sisters or Redmond, even Portland, make your way down, come play and hang out for the evening.
Well, it sounds like a wonderful, wonderful event. Great place to go. I can't wait to get down there. Kennedy Swan, Botaford, thank you so much for joining us here this morning. And hopefully we can catch up with you again down the road.
Yeah, absolutely. Thanks so much for having me on.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can spend another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. With available H-Track all-wheel drive and three-row seating, my whole family can head deep into the wild. Conquer the weekend in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.